This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric, and that's Marco.
Hello.
Morning, Marco. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Marco Pareto. He's done the show with us before. He's sitting in for Dennis. Dennis is having some time off, and I asked Marco if he wanted to come back and do it again, and he's like, ah, sure.
Yeah, it was a great time last time.
So Marco's been with Tab for, what, 12 years now?
Yeah, 12 years.
And so he's involved in a lot of the interaction with our clients. He's been managers of the help desk, so he's got a lot of technical knowledge. And he's going to help me today, help you guys with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Go easy on him. Now, he is bilingual, so you can ask him a question in Spanish, and I have no idea what you're going to ask him or whatever he tells you, but you could try that too if you'd like. That might be cool.
Yeah, why not?
A little Spanish tech talk. I'll be like, what'd he say?
Vamos.
So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're not going to post anything to the Computer Talk with Tab website. I just didn't have time to train Marco on that, so he's not going to be doing that. So as usual and customary, we do have some technology news you should be aware of. And this one is right along the lines of the last week's story that we had about all the cryptocurrencies out there, right? We heard that there is a crypto IRA out there where you can invest in 80 cryptocurrencies. But then we looked it up, and there's millions of these flipping things out there. Well, this story now talks about a guy named what's his name? Don Quan. Do Quan. He is a guy who created a stablecoin. And basically, his stablecoin tricked investors into investing $40 billion worth of actual money. And a stablecoin is supposed to actually kind of synchronize up with always being like worth a dollar in this case. It was supposed to always be worth a dollar. It's going to be something you could trust it was always be worth a dollar. Why? Because he said so, right? Would you like a stablecoin, Marco?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, we all can do one.
It's a dollar. Come on.
It's worth a dollar. So $40 billion went in, and then eventually the whole thing went poof. And those of you who invested in that if you're wondering what happened, it's cryptocurrency, for crying out loud. That's what happened. And so he's going to be extradited to the United States, where he's going to face a fine or get he's going to have to forfeit $19 million he made off of those people who invested in his cryptocurrency, and hopefully 25 years in jail. I would say 50 years as far as I'm concerned, because until people realize this is all scam. I mean, Dennis and I are considering creating our own coin. And you can invest in it too if you like. If once you realize that, and then you look at Bitcoin and Ethereum, Bitcoin is just, they did it first, right? I mean, it's like Beanie Babies. Beanie Babies, when I was in the 90s, I mean, you weren't even born yet.
I was definitely born.
They were worth, you know, whatever people wanted to pay for it. Pokemon cards right now. I know my kids who were in their late 20s who have these Pokemon cards and they're kids. They're selling them online to some ding-dong who wants to pay $100 for a Pokemon card.
Well, there's always someone who wants to buy the things, so why not, right? And really, this is not the first time that this is happening. This has happened before. It has happened multiple times where people have gotten defrauded by other people.
Exactly. It's institutional, though, now, right? So you've got these folks that are now like, I think Jamie Morgan wants to go ahead and allow you to loan out your cryptocurrency. And he wants to be the conduit of it so that you can put your cryptocurrency up as quote unquote collateral and then borrow against it. And I'm telling you, these banks go under again, like Lehman Brothers did. If we're bailing these people out, we're the greater fools than the fools who were investing in crypto.
Right. Now, you want to hear something crazy all of this?
Sure, Marco.
So we're talking about crypto and all this stuff. So the federal government had created a program back in 2023 to try to monitor and police this type of activities and see how they can connect that with banks and have a better oversight.
Right.
So they have now decided that they're scraping that program altogether because the federal government knows better. They say that they have figured out their understanding on the risks. And now they don't need this program anymore. So here we go. We're
just rolling with it.
Yep.
Now, these are the same people who are, you know, managing those mortgage-backed securities where everyone was given a mortgage who couldn't afford a mortgage. And then they packaged it together and sold it to other people. And companies, people like Moody's said, oh, this is grade A stuff. Go invest in it. And then we had the Great Recession.
Right.
And now they're going to scrap these things. So it's crazy, right? So you put your money where you want, but what we're seeing with crypto is crazy. And it's really booming right now, thanks to what's happening with our current administration and how crypto positive they are. And if you're a libertarian like me, you'd think I'd be for it. But no, we have to deal with ransomware all the time, right, Marco?
Yeah, that is one thing. And there's no way to trace it. There's no way to do anything about it. As soon as that money leaves your pocket, is gone. It's gone forever, untraceable.
Very hard to get back. Actually, speaking of that, so you guys may probably not aware of this, but in our industry, firewalls are under attack. In this case, it's SonicWall. And the ransomware gangs are out there targeting what they think is a vulnerability on firewalls so they can get in and go ahead and ransom your company. And so we've been dealing with that over the past week or two as a these firewalls become attacked, and now there's a new story out there. The beauty of what we have put in place for our clients, there are these technologies that can actually alert us if there's some sort of malicious activity on a client system. So if the bad guy does get past the firewall, we have things called EDRs and MDRs that say, hey, there's something really fishy going on here. Now, I'm reading that there's a technology that's going to defeat that too. So you can't win for trying.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a business, right? This is something that I think cybercrime is a trillion or more
multi-billion
industry, I guess, at this point, because it's quite interesting. They package things for people that they're not really hackers, that they don't really know, but they package things in a very simple manner where they just have to click, click, click here, and everything is being done for them. So I guess it's a great time to be a criminal if that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, you can hop right on and they'll train you how to be a criminal. And then they get a piece of your winnings. They want a piece of that. And you have to pay them as well. So this EDR killer is out there. So EDR is something that's really saved a lot of companies like ours, Bacon, as far as it's like a huge smoke detector when it comes to having these folks be on your network. And now there's a product out there that is trying to kill EDRs, and it's called Real Blinding EDR. And it's an open source tool designed to disable endpoint detection, like Marco just said. So the bad guys are packaging these tools out there for the bad guys to use. And we don't sleep a lot as IT people.
Tell me about it.
Because the moment you put something in place that you think you're protecting your client with, the bad guys have already figured out something else. So it's pretty crazy.
It's kind of like I used this analogy yesterday with some clients.
Yeah.
And it's just you're trying to invest in your security, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really a cost. It's just an investment. But at the same time, it's just if the analogy of a car, right? You have a seatbelt. You have airbags.
Yeah.
And little by little, the car manufacturers started adding things, like, you know, the things that beeps if you get out of, you know, your lane,
right,
or the front-facing camera or the back one or all this stuff. So there's all this technologies, but at the same time, you have all these criminals trying to circumvent every single one of those technologies. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, it's a struggle because these people are very smart.
Yeah. They are very smart, and a lot of times programmers and folks who are designing these systems assume a lot of things and don't think that they're not as devious, they're not as creative as these criminals seem to be. You were speaking of cars, you were talking a little bit off air about the folks that do Farfignugen, the Volkswagen folks.
Yeah, so that's quite an interesting story. I mean, it's I guess it's a new world, right?
Mm.
Everything seems to be moving to some kind of how can we squeeze more money out of the consumer, right?
Right.
So in this case, in the UK, Volkswagen has released for their electric cars is a subscription program where it costs somewhere around like 16 British pounds a month to
1600 or
no 16
16 pounds
16 pounds a month.
Yeah.
For you to get access to more horsepower out of the engine that is already in the car.
That you've already charged.
Right. They also have, because, you know, hey, they try to be nice.
Mm.
They have a lifetime subscription of that. So I guess it's somewhere around like, I don't know, 700 British pounds to do that. But it just tells you everybody's moving into that kind of price model in terms of like cloud or, mm-hmm, you know, that type of subscription as you go,
right,
month by month or whatever it is. So I wonder if they have a lower payment if you pay for a full year instead of doing a month by month. So I don't know.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. Imagine your refrigerator working that way.
It only gets as cold as 50 degrees if you want it a little cooler than that. Nope.
You got to subscribe. Or if you haven't subscribed to your refrigerator, it just turns off. TV's practically that way. I don't know about you. I'm a baseball fan. I can't even watch the Red Sox. You know how hard it is to find the Red Sox anymore? You can. You have to spend blood money to Nesson or whatever you're doing to get on and actually see a game. I think with their model, they're actually destroying a whole generation of future Red Sox fans because you can't see a game. I can't find a game anywhere.
No, it's impossible. I mean, very, very few companies are doing something that makes it easier on the consumer.
Yeah.
So everything is all about, hey, how can we get them to spend that money, whether it being subscriptions to like 20 different streaming things, or it becomes kind of like, hey, we used to complain about cable, right?
That
you had to buy all those packages, and then people were like, oh, I'm going to cut the cord. But now a lot of people are like, well, I need to have Amazon. I need to have Netflix. I need to have Hulu.
HBO.
And at the end of the day, when you add all that up, it's the same thing as cable or more.
They get us coming and going, Marco.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Sherry, hang on. We'll get back to you after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk. I'm Eric.
And I am Marco.
Yes, that's Marco Pareto. He's sitting in for Dennis today, who Dennis is taking some time off, well-deserved. And Marco will do his best to help me help you and all of you out there with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go right to West Hartford and Sherry first. What's going on, Sherry?
Oh, hi. How are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I'm calling because 6 years ago, I asked for a recommendation for a laptop, and I'm thrilled with it. It was it's an HP Envy.
Yep.
It's been a great, solid-state, wonderful computer, but it's 6 years old now, and I'm thinking of getting a new one and was wondering if you are still recommending the HP Envy.
Yeah, I still am, and they've been a pretty good recommendation. All my sons still run theirs from when they all went to college. We got them one, and some of them all are over 8 or 9 years old still. My oldest is starting to say he's going to buy another one, but he just got married, so they have no more money.
I can understand that.
Yeah, but it
but
still
I'm
runs.
Wondering, so now ours is, oh my goodness, it's I don't know what generation it is. What do you recommend now, the i7 14 generation?
It's going to be called an Ultra. And it's kind of like 15th generation, really. But the Ultras is what you're going to see out there. So i5, okay. i7, the latest one, Windows 11, and 16 gigs of RAM or more. And a terabyte solid state drive or more, whatever you can afford. And then, of course, it comes down to screen size, how portable you want to be. And they've gone away from the odd sizes to now even sizes. So they're going to be 14 inches, 16 inches.
Okay.
They've changed the dies, it looks like, on these things. So.
Okay. And what about the megabytes? Oh, you said terabyte, right?
I said, yeah, a terabyte of solid state drive space or more, whatever you can find, that is in your budget. And then 16 gigs of RAM or more. Because Windows 11 has not been written faster, smarter, or smaller. It's typical bloated Microsoft software.
I know. I feel the same way you do about Microsoft.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I guess it all depends on how much you want to spend. Yeah. You know, HP can go as low as somewhere around maybe $1,000 or so to, you know, maybe $3,000 or more, depending on what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're very happy with this older one, 6 years old. It works perfectly, and it's everything we need. But I thought we'd get another computer for my husband, and we'll stick with the HP. So.
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay, so i7, 15 generation, 16 gigabytes or more, and a terabyte.
Yep.
Solid state, 16 gigs of RAM.
Yeah, that's a good start.
All right, I'm there. Thank you so much for all you do, really. I appreciate it.
That's our pleasure. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's all a matter of your. We just built a very monstrous, or building a CAD machine for a client where the video card alone is $3,500, and this client does some amazing things with restoring old buildings and Capitol domes and all sorts of amazing restoration work. And the graphics system that they're having us put together for them is a rocket ship of just monstrous. I mean, of course, if they wanted to mine Bitcoin, like I think you've joked about it, Marco, they could do that.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
You know what? You want to hear something funny before we go to the next caller?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how we were talking about the subscription plans and all that stuff?
Yeah.
HP has that for laptops.
Oh, my.
So if you want to, you could get, as an example, this is just an example.
Yeah.
HP Pavilion 16-inch, and that costs you $35 a month.
Rented laptop.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Trust us, just buy it and own it. Renting is never the better idea. All right, so we're gonna Jim, hang on, we're gonna get to your call after the news. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Marco Pareto's in the house, so give him some questions. You know, we get to stump Marco.
I don't think that's the gaming here, but hey, sure, go ahead.
So, and everything we talked about will be posted later over at computertalkwithtab.com, but Mike G is posting what he can. We'll be sending him over to the Facebook page, and we are broadcasting live, simulcasting computertalkwithtab.com on Facebook, on our Computer Talk with Tab listener network, and if you follow us on YouTube. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Yes, Elvis is dead. That's his anniversary of his death, Marco.
Oh, imagine that.
But we're celebrating it, I guess. But we're back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842. Actually, I think I've heard him. I think somebody said he was in Key West. Didn't they say they saw him in Key West or Las Vegas?
They see him everywhere, really.
Yeah, he's not dead. All right. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist there. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And Marco and I will do our best to help you out. Marco is sitting in for Dennis, who is off this Saturday enjoying some nice PTO. Let's go to your calls. Jim in Stafford Springs first. What's happening, Jim?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have an Android Samsung Galaxy phone about a year and a half old. I loved it up until yesterday. Yesterday, I was getting all kinds of pop-ups all day long. Every 1 or 2 minutes, I was getting a pop-up, and so I tried to correct the situation myself. Tried all kinds of things in settings, and I probably changed a million things in the settings that I shouldn't have. I also have three browsers. I have Chrome, I have Go Duck, and I have Firefox. I tried to go between those three, but I couldn't eliminate the pop-ups. I charged the phone all last night, and it's completely dead this morning. All I have is a black screen on it. I can bring one screen up. There's only one screen I can bring up on that black screen, and it it's quotes, quote-unquote, it says, a custom OS scan can cause critical problems. Press the up volume for custom OS. Press the down volume for reset. And then below that is a lot of Chinese nomenclature. So I did press the down volume for reset. Nothing happens. I still, the screen goes away, the green screen goes away, and all I have now, I've done this multiple times, and I keep getting that message up concerning the OS critical problem. And so the screen goes away, and I'm back to my solid black screen. So is it time for the Geek Squad, or is there anything I can do now? Can I pull a battery and put the battery back in there, and maybe that'll help? Is there anything I can do from my own, being a novice in computer hardware?
Yeah, so this doesn't sound good to me. This sounds like you might have been tricked into doing something with those pop-ups. The warnings we're reading about talks about attempting to install custom ROMs or flashing updates via tools like Odin. Something tried to update or modify that phone, in my opinion, because you're talking about all those pop-ups and security things that were happening. That's unusual on an Android phone unless you have some sort of malicious software on there. That's what's popping into my head. What do you think, Marco?
Right. So it almost seems like maybe some kind of custom Android was trying to be installed in there.
Yeah.
Whether you did that or something else did that.
Right.
If the reset isn't working, then really the only solution for that is flashing the official firmware from Samsung back into the phone using a computer.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with that is, you know, if you don't have that from Samsung, I don't know how you could get that legally.
Did you buy the Samsung device from a shop like a T-Mobile or Verizon?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, one other thing. I do, supposedly my phone is protected by Norton 360. So they're supposed to give me virus protection. I don't know if that applies also to pop-ups, but it is actively covered by Norton 360. So I tried to call Norton 360 yesterday,
And
my God, they tell me I have to, they're not handling troubleshooting problems, that I have to go through the original organization that I purchased Norton 360, and they will handle my problem. So it's getting been out of shape. So I figured
maybe the
Geek Squad could be the last resort.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth the try. The other thing that you can try to do too, and I don't know, maybe you did try to do this, power off the phone. So just hold on the power button until it kind of really comes off.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're trying to power back on, also hold the volume down button at the same time, and potentially it might be the volume down, might be the volume up. It all depends on the type of phone.
Yeah.
Do that and the home button on your phone. And if you do those, that combination, hopefully will give you a different screen than the one that you have been seeing, and see if it lets you do a recovery mode startup on the phone and see if that works. If that doesn't work, then, yeah, your options will be either a Geek Squad or any certified or type of shop that works with a Samsung phone.
Yeah, like You Break, I Fix kind of places.
Right.
And also be careful what you're loading on your phone, Jim. So these types of things, I would contend, come from apps you might have downloaded. So you have to these days just assume all the apps that are out there are malicious. And so as far as I'm concerned, only install apps on your phone that are implicitly trusted, right? And if you use banking on your phone, the banking app, if you have some sort of garage door opener, that's fine. But when it comes down to these games that are out there and all these goofy, you know, utilities or tools that you could find, you could have found a malicious one, because I know Google is supposed to police the store, the Google Play Store, but assume they can't get to every single one. And so we find that when you're starting to see these weird pop-ups and these things are happening, I would contend you had some sort of app on your phone that started doing his thing to be malicious on you.
I have one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Since I have Norton 360, what's your opinion of the protection I'm getting from Norton 360 as far as viruses, as far as pop-ups, and as far as downloading apps? What type of protection am I getting from Norton 360 on preventing me from downloading a malicious app?
Yeah, I would contend that if you have a current version of the Android operating system, it's a pretty smart operating system in that it's going to go ahead and do its own checks. It's going to do some verification scanning. It's going to help you. I think Norton 360 or third-party scanning tools on Apple or Android devices become less valuable. Clearly, it didn't help you in this case, and clearly, they're not helpful if you have a problem. So I would almost tell you not to bother. The real approach to this type of stuff is to be prudent and not load so many apps on our phones just because they're there. Lots of these bad guys really package them to be malicious. They could easily build a little game that you like, but in the back end, it could have credential scraping technologies built in. It could have banking scraping technologies built in, and it's trying to do that. So that'd be my best advice. I have never seen Norton 360 on a cell phone myself, but how about you, Marco?
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. And ultimately, one of the things that you want to make sure that you do, not only, I know Eric talked about the Google Play Store, but the other thing that you want to make sure, and I'm not sure you're doing this, is for people, some people have allowed software to be installed, apps on their phone by circumventing the store. And that's a feature within the settings of the phone that you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest don't ever do that. Don't sideload an app because you do not know what he has.
Exactly.
One last question, if I may.
Yeah.
What's your evaluation of CC Cleaner? Should I use
it? No.
Don't bother with it?
No. CC Cleaner was fine really maybe a decade ago where it did actually help improve performance of certain devices. Don't bother with it anymore. The iOSs of these phones now, they're already set properly. You don't need to have a third-party tool like that. That's more become malicious than anything helpful.
Great. Well, thank you guys very much. I listen to you all the time, and you are extremely helpful most all the time, I would have to say. So thank you again very much.
You're welcome, Jim. When you do that reset that Marco talked about, if you have your stuff backed up, after the phone comes back up, it should just reload everything the way it was in that recovery if you log back in.
Right. So, for instance, I have my phone and with my pretty much all my settings and my photos and all that all backed up to Google.
Yeah.
So, and including my contacts. So once I have the phone back up, I just connect my account again, and right, that loads everything.
And with Marco, he's one of the unusual people on the planet that doesn't have a case around his phone. He likes the pure feel and elegance of a naked phone.
Yes.
But what also happens is when you drop it,
that's why it's all cracked.
So he has definitely been through a few phones. But he's right. That advice is good to have that thing backed up and protected. But he's got a naked phone, man. You don't see naked phones very often.
Well, I do have a case around mine because I have a fumbler. So I'd rather have the case around it because I'm persistently dropping it a lot of times.
Sounds like my wife.
Thank you so much for your help and your guidance in this issue. Hopefully, I'll be able to come out of it on the positive side after I see Geek Squad and do what you fellows initially suggest.
And delete any apps on that phone that you really don't need. Uninstall them.
Very good. Yep. Very good.
All right, Jim.
Yeah. Well, okay, take care now.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye. So the only place you typically see naked phones is in the store.
I know, but so here's the problem, right? So I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
They come up with these phones, and they're so pretty and all that, and then you go and you put a case to hide it all. So what's the point? What's the point?
Or it's like putting a supermodel in a parka, right?
Right. So then the other thing is, I mean, I understand that there's different cases and all that stuff, but at one point, I had one of the phones that was the thinnest in the world.
Right, right.
And I'm like, I'm going to put a case to make it bulky. I was like, then what's the point of buying the thin phone?
You're right.
So, no, I enjoy the phone, the thrill of, you know, if I drop it, I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Living dangerously, that's Marco. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Phil, hang on. We'll get to your call. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. Go to our Facebook page for now, and if you follow us on X for the links, but when Dennis is back, he'll put the links over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we are back. We're here till 11 o'clock. We thank you for calling in and keeping us busy. Otherwise, I'd be talking about my kids. And Marco, what would you be talking about if we didn't have calls coming in? Dennis and I talk about my kids. He talks about his cats. What would you talk about if we had no calls?
Oh, I don't know. Definitely no. I don't even have a dog anymore, so I don't know.
Well, we'll think about that for next time. All right, so let's get back to your calls. We want to thank you guys. Like I said, 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's go to Philip in East Hampton with a question. What's going on, Philip?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Huge fan. Been listening for many years.
Thank you.
And that was a great Elvis tune, by the way. looking to do some traveling, and big question is, I've never utilized any kind of Wi-Fi anywhere, be it restaurants, hotels, businesses anything. So
good advice.
I'm wondering what the safest way. I'll be traveling northern New England for a while, and I wouldn't do any kind of banking, anything like that. It's mainly for wherever I am, getting to know that area.
Yeah.
To visit, eat, all that stuff. And I looked around a little bit, and I see something called VPN.
Yeah.
And not really checking that out much about the cost of it, what it includes or entails. And then really any other safety ideas or opinions would be great.
Well, you already gave your great opinion, right? You already said you do not use Wi-Fi in public spaces when you travel. You just use your cell phone service. That's the most secure way to go.
Right.
Okay.
So stay off the public Wi-Fi. These days, if you have some sort of quote-unquote unlimited plan, you know, 3 gigs of data a month is probably more than enough for your unlimited plan at 3 gigs of data.
Okay, yeah, that's basically what I've used my whole life since I've had it. Yeah.
So you're going to be much safer there. But a VPN, now, I mean, Marco's a world traveler. He goes all over the place. He's been, you know, to Poland and all sorts of places.
Yes. So I guess if where you're going to be, you're going to have signal, then just stick to that. Not really so much of an issue. However, if you were traveling to Canada, like I did about a month ago or so, I have no signal in Canada. So there is options that you can do. They could be quite expensive depending on who you have as your carrier.
Right.
Where you can get an international plan and they charge you a daily fee for that. Okay. T-Mobile does have a free international plan, so that works pretty well. The VPN... the VPN is not going to give you any type of signal.
Right.
So the VPN is just a way for you to securely connect to a network. So whether being, hey, you're connecting, let's pretend that you have this network at home or at the office or something like that, you can use the VPN to connect there.
Or a public network if you can't get signal somewhere else.
Right.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. If you do use a public Wi-Fi because you're in the need of that. So I'll give you the recommendation that, you know, if you want to really stay secure, then if you go into one of those public Wi-Fis, then having a VPN, it will be a good idea because you're encrypting the transmission of all your data. Now, is that necessary at all times? I mean, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I do connect to, when I go to a conference or I go to a hotel, I do use their Wi-Fi. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
We wouldn't want you to. Now, the other key, though, is with the VPN, when you connect, let's say you're connected to a VPN, but you're in, you know, New England, like you said, your VPN could put you in Midwestern server. So your date and time can get screwed up. Not your date, but your time could get, well, your date could too, I guess. Your time could be all messed up. So when you're searching for things or even trying to do location-based searches that with a VPN enabled, they're going to think you're in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, right? So depending on where that VPN pops out. So keep that in mind that for location-based stuff, you have to be off the VPN because if the phone may not know where it is when the VPN is enabled. That can be an issue.
Right. So just be cautious with that. Many applications out there, VPN applications, do give you an option of what server you want to connect to.
Right.
They don't necessarily have one for every city in the country. But I mean, I guess at that point, you can just pick the closest one and do that. Now, if you're only going to travel for a month or like a week or something like that, it may not be worth it unless you can get you can find a free trial and then utilize that.
Proton has a free VPN, and most current Android systems now offer a free VPN built into the Android phone.
Right.
Okay.
Then the other thing is, and this is more like, hey, you're going to be there for, you're going to go out and you're going to be there for a long time, and maybe where you're going to be, there's no signal. So how can you connect? Well, another option that you have at that point is you got satellite Wi-Fi. So like companies like Starlink and things like that. you pretty much get signal anywhere, and it's actually like if you're traveling quite often to areas where you don't have Wi-Fi, like let's say if you have a camper or things like that, then it's really about $50 a month.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty well worth it. I have used that. And that helps you stay connected pretty much anywhere in the world. Well, actually, not in the world, because in this case, they know how to
turn off regions.
Turn off regions, but yeah. Technically speaking, you could do it if you pay more.
Yeah.
A subscription.
Right.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
Philip?
Well, yeah, I'll basically be doing 8 to 10 day trips.
Nice.
I won't be gone for a long, long time, but this is great. Yeah, I won't even bother bringing the laptop along. Like you said, I'll just use everything I need, or I'll get anything I need from the phone.
There you go. Yeah, it's the beauty of the phone these days.
Absolutely. Okay, very good. All right, guys. Thank you very much again. I appreciate your time and making it all making sense of it all.
our pleasure, and enjoy your trips.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Ron, please hang on if you can. We're going to take a break for news, but feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we've talked about, I've been posted over the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network Facebook page. If you'd like to be a member, it's a private group, but we're just trying to eliminate the crackpots. We'll let you in if you're not a crackpot. And then, of course, if you follow us on X at Tab Computer Sys, you'll get the link as well. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.